5:30, time to call to order the special meeting of the Park and Rec Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken, and let the record reflect all members are present with the exception of Director Callahan.
Okay, well, this is an opportunity for public comments. If there's any members of the public in the room or online, this is your chance to talk to us about anything you wish to speak. That's not on agenda.
There's no one on the line.
Is there anyone in the room that wishes to speak in public comments? Hearing none, I will call public comments closed.
Okay.
We'll skip the draft minutes because we can't approve it.
Why don't we save that for a later time? He's on his way.
Oh, okay.
So if we want to just push that, we move to... Maybe we do a 5-minute recess?
Yeah, let's do that.
Until he arrives?
Okay.
That gives him time to get...
That's a great idea.
Okay. All right, so we'll move into a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, 5:35, we'll call the meeting back into order. Can we get an approval or a motion to approve the draft minutes?
Make a motion to approve the draft minutes.
Second. Draft minutes previous are approved.
Okay. If I may interrupt one second, Kelly, would you please acknowledge that Director Callahan entered this? Let the record reflect that Director Callahan has joined the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
With that, then we'll move to updates. Park and landscaping update.
All right.
So next, Bill.
That is landscape manager Bill Engelman. Okay, we have the screens on.
Good afternoon, Brian.
And Mike.
Okay, so before you have the outline of project we've been working on for this fiscal year, I'll highlight a few and give a brief update. Firstly, of course, there's Clipper. We had a bit of a large delay because of the weather in January, but we picked up steam again. And I just want to review what we're set to accomplish with the project. We're using decorative panels and plant materials to obscure the wall. We're widening the path in sections with a flowing decomposed granite adjacent walkway. We're adding a natural boulder seating element. We're repairing the irrigation and converting to drip as we move along, adding general dryscape materials, and then we'll add solar bollard lighting in the end. The panels were delivered last week, and we'd like to begin placing those next week. Up to this point, we've been kind of completing sections as a whole as we move along, but now that we have the panels, we're likely going to just set all the panels, the entire row. Irrigation is nearly complete. As we plant, we just need to add drip lines as we move along now. I do have a solar lighting vendor I'd like to use, and I'll have some more information next meeting.
How many panels are we installing? Approximately
12, about 22.
Which was, is that would represent 50% of the wall, or do you kind of?
Well, I have panels and vegetation covering the wall. So when we install the panels, there's also larger shrubs that'll be able to that we'll be planting as well.
Yeah, I noticed you guys all started putting the bark. I guess.
Yeah.
The technical term, bark.
Bark.
Yeah. Is the bark going to run the length of Clipper?
Just, just on the wall side, because that's where the shrubs are going. Not as visible once the shrubs get to mature height. So, cost savings.
How are we looking as far as, off the top of your head, as far as our budget and where we're at?
We're at about $150,000. I'm setting aside $100,000 for the solar lights. I don't think it's going to be that much.
Wow.
And we had a $470,000 budget, so it's looking pretty good so far.
Was it $470,000?
Yes.
$370,000 plus $100,000 from the prior years.
That's right. We had some carryover.
Yeah. So the $370,000 has come from the Hoffman funds. That was agreed upon by the board. And then $100,000 was carryover. Because of COVID, we were able to carry over some funds. So that's how that worked.
And then as far as your time frame, how are you still looking as far as kind of anticipated completion-ish?
You know, through the summer, for sure. Hopefully by the end of the summer.
I imagine the biggest limitation is you probably have to still pull you guys off, do other stuff, and then bring it back on, or...
Correct. I do have the ability to hire a couple of core crews. I had one helping this week, I had two helping last week, so opportunity to move forward with it. The next topic is the Prop 68 per capita grant project, which is at Cornell. Monica and I finished the RFP for the replacement of the basketball courts, and that's kind of the first domino to fall, so to speak. And I just want to review what we're doing with this grant money. So we're replacing the basketball court surface and hoops. We're replacing the barbecue and picnic area tables, the prep table, and the lawn near the barbecue area. Replacing the playground surface and replacing park-wide benches, trash and recycle receptacles, and dog waste stations. Moving on to Zone 9, the current project is repairing the concrete fence. The Corps whipped through all of my rails and posts that I have stashed. I have ordered another set for them, so they'll complete that in a few weeks.
Is that solely at Slifer Park? Or right at
Ravenswood.
At Ravenswood?
Right.
What about Slifer Park and the wetland area?
The wetlands area, that'll be kind of in the next phase. I want them to finish Ravenswood first.
Sure.
Get that all dialed in.
Well, is your phasing though also kind of based on budgetary?
Correct.
And so money coming?
Right.
So, just off the top of your head, so basically Ravenswood, and then would it be, when do you think for the rather areas that?
Time frame?
Yeah, time frame.
Summer, maybe after fiscal year.
Okay. Well, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
How many on your team right now?
How many?
How many guys do you have right now?
Three.
And is that full? Is that considered full for you?
One irrigation and two.
Are you full though, or you have a slot
up? Minus one.
You minus one.
Which we hired the Corps.
We hired the Corps
with that one person's salary.
That's right.
That's what we did. So we hired a full team instead of hiring one other person. And so, and they've been moving pretty quickly through the stuff.
Yeah, they're
doing a great job.
That they're really good at.
Yeah.
So we kind of dialed that in.
Yeah. I think they're definitely doing a good job on the streetscapes rather than the parks.
Exactly.
So.
In the special zones, zone 35, we're looking to add solar lighting along the path from Newport to the Safeway, and I'd like to use the same vendor that I'm using for the Clipper lighting. They have nice products.
But that would be, who would pay for, where the finance?
That's a Zone 35 special fund money.
Where's the special fund money come from?
Contra Costa County. It's their zone.
Got it.
And so they give us a portion of, they keep their administration fee, and they give us a portion to maintain that walk and that pathway. And so they do have some of the funds left over that we can use for capital improvement projects. And so we're doing that project. They wanted to do something a little different. They wanted to put like a big stone sign, and we thought, well, that's nice, but what we could really use was lighting for that pathway. And so Bill actually came up with that idea and then approached the county, and they went for that. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Do you have concerns about the lighting and vandalism? Is that area well?
Well, this is a good question. That was one of my main questions with the vendor. And they have a product, their baller lights and their regular lights are very vandal resistant.
Okay.
And hopefully in the next meeting, maybe I'll even bring the video and kind of show you.
This is like a lamp pole that is?
For instance, the bollard lighting is steel, and you cannot break the glass inside the bollard.
And I'm trying to give you a show, these like mounted in the ground and?
These would be surface mounted on a concrete
slab pad.
Small concrete pad.
Okay.
I think you're thinking about kids kicking it or riding their bikes.
Yeah, that was
it.
My concern because
the
pathway is.
These will be solid.
Okay.
So what's interesting is we've been, last CPRS conference Monica and I went to, they really are starting to build things that are vandalism resistant. Hmm. So, I mean, they had, we looked at a park bathroom. It's combs, it just plops down in your location, and I mean, you could take a bat to these stainless steel sinks and some other things, and you can't dent them. Wow. So they're really starting to build things that are.
That's not an invitation to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what we're trying to get as well, as we start making improvements, is to get these things that will hopefully last the test of time and being hit, run over, hit, you know.
Especially those outlying areas, right?
The only thing we really can't stop right now is the spray painting.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one.
Well, that would be an awesome improvement. That pathway
Yeah.
seems to be just a, I hear nothing but complaints at this, at nighttime, and I think it'd be a lot to, very beneficial community.
In zone 57, Regatta Park, they'll be getting new trash and recycle receptacles, as well as the entrance to the subdivision at Bixler and Regatta. They'll be getting a new entrance sign, a concrete monument sign. Also in the coming year, the county is using their Prop 68 per capita funds to add an additional play structure next to the current structure at Regatta Park. And then in Zone 61, Slyper Park will be getting a new basketball court surface, and then an enhancement at Preston and Point of Timber.
At one point, you brought up the tot lot doing some type of shade structure that we had or something along those lines.
It was the Corps was possibly going to have a donated shade structure. I've heard lately that they still have that, so
we want to ask them.
We'll ask.
That's still a possibility.
Yep.
A lot going on. You guys have a very busy schedule ahead of you. When you get the next meeting, you could bring in, you had that nice flow chart that you're showing, not flow chart, but it was a Pareto chart, just showing what your projects were and the timelines.
Yeah, sure.
If you could just update that bring it for the rest of the board, I think that'd be good.
And then I'll bring in some photos of the current, where we're at with the current projects.
And being that we're having other discussions coming up soon, is there any need staffing wise that you see as a blocker for continuing all of these projects successfully?
No, it's just a balancing act between hiring outside labor and using our staff to get the kind of best bang for our buck. So that's the limitation, but that's also what we're dealing with, so.
Are there any projects that are not being done because of that problem?
Well, I'd like to get everything done quick.
Yeah.
Right? So, no, the projects will get done. It's just a matter of time frame.
Okay.
I see after we brought in a light structure for the parking lot here. Mm-hmm. Are we doing something, looking at something, or what's kind of the thought process? Is that so part of the update?
I thought you were going to add that as a future agenda item. Uh-huh.
As a future agenda. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, we haven't yet. It's twofold, right? If we do that, we might have to look at an electrical engineer. So we have had electricians out here before looking at the property. A couple of them, or one or two of them, said, we're not going to touch this. You need an electrical engineer. Aaron went out there and looked at the poles. There is no conduit underneath. It is just flat electrical wire just running from one pole underground to the next. There's nothing protecting it. We would have to bring all of that up to code. And it's just a matter of how much it's going to cost. Do we want to do it now, or do we want to do it with the new building, since we're going to be looking at doing the parking lot again? So it's a balancing act. I mean, we can go out and ask for quotes and see, bring them back at a future meeting and see what that would cost.
I personally like for something to be brought to the board, because my concern is the new building, if it ever happens, it's still 3 years away. Mm-hmm. And that's a long time to have. Mm-hmm. But again, the balance is, what the cost is to fix it. If it's obviously something ridiculous.
Yeah, if it is going to be something ridiculous, another thing we could think about is maybe portable lighting. So like we have that one generator out there with light, maybe we look into purchasing another one, and then it gets both sides of the parking lot, maybe. I'm not sure. So there might be some other options that we can look at that is temporary, that we can maybe move and use at other locations for future, or I'm not sure. So we can go and get some quotes, see what the numbers come in at, bring them to the committee. Most likely won't be the next meeting.
Right.
We have to give a little time to, yeah, for people to respond back to us and come out, visit, see the site, you know, and then give us a good quote, so.
Well, personally, I'd like to see staff look into it, because I think at the end of the day, we need to understand what our limitations are anyways, regardless of what happens with the new building or non-new building.
Yep.
So it's education for us, and and the board can decide.
And so we're just looking at the parking lot then, right now, right? Or are you looking for, I'm not sure if you, just the parking lot, right?
At this point, just the parking lot.
Okay. Just want to make sure I understand what your expectation.
I think if a new building does go in, then that we could have a different conversation about the facilities, because obviously it's going to be affected with it, but.
Yeah, parking lot lighting. Okay. All right. We'll bring that, we'll start working on that and bring it back to a future agenda item.
Is Monica going to talk about your project, or?
Oh, yeah, she's going to, she's next.
Is it my turn? I'm going to jump in front of Bill. All right, so first I wanted to give you a little update on our classes. So the paint nights have been going and everyone having fun. This has been consistent. Monday of this week, we started our swim stroke clinic. And so far, so good, very successful. And we're still getting signups. I took one today. So we've got, I think, 36 people enrolled in that right now.
But
that's
in previous,
a huge number. We've never done this before.
Yeah, so, but in previous years when the pool was operating, we never did this type of class.
We've never opened in February ever.
That's fantastic.
Ever, ever, ever. So, yeah, so 36 is a very successful number in my eyes. And then we're offering in April. I just posted this, I think today. We're going to be offering an American Red Cross lifeguard class. It's a 2-day course. By doing that, I feel like if people sign up to take that, we kind of have first dibs at another avenue for hiring, because you have to have that certification to be a lifeguard wherever you are. So very excited that we're offering that. And in the process, I'm just right now, I feel like my plate is just this alone and hiring lifeguards. If you remember last year, is such a challenge. Apparently Brentwood is having a heck of a time again this year. So a lot of my efforts right now are really focused on reaching out and doing that. So we've got it on all our social media, on the message board, on our website, flyers around here. It's at all the high schools. The swim coaches have them at the high schools. So we're getting there. I did an interview today and hired one. So one by one, we'll get there.
But you currently have enough for the stroke class that you're doing?
Yeah. We have enough for that. Those were all returning.
And how many do we get back?
Well, we're still onboarding. Right now I have 3 that are onboarded, are working, but that's all we need for this.
And then so for the summertime, you'll?
Probably another 3.
Well, it's not too bad.
I need 12.
Oh.
In a perfect world. We did not operate with 12 last year, and we were successful. So we're just going to keep going. Like I said, I got a new one today. So.
Awesome.
What are the limitations on where you're able to post? Are there, I'm not familiar with the posting rules for lifeguards for a town.
I mean, as far as we could, I think, do any place we...
So are job boards available? Like, are you able to post on job boards?
You know, we looked into, yes, and we looked into that through LMC last year, and not on our restrictions that they had a lot.
What about like the Indeeds and...
It's very expensive.
Well, they do have free, they do have a free tier that I have used successfully in my business, and no cost. You can even set up screening questions, and they have to fill out the screening questions. They have to, you get back an answer from that, and then you're able to schedule interviews, and all of that was at no charge.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, we did it last year.
Okay.
I didn't set it up, but then we got a large bill.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were
there's
so
a
free, good to yeah, know.
There's a free tier. They don't advertise it. They don't send it out to candidates. But I had a posting that got 30 responses in 2 days.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And I don't know. It's something to think
but
about.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I wrote it down. I will look into that tomorrow. Yeah, and then just a reminder that starting February 1st, we run our park hours here to match the sun for safety reasons. So we are, even though it's still kind of dark, what time is it? It's about, yeah, we're closing now, 6 o'clock. The sun is saying, everybody go home. So we started that though. And then that'll continue, you know, as we change the clocks and all of that. Doors. We replaced the door in here. And I had same company come out on Monday to do our last wooden door, which is in the back by the library or bathroom area. So they're gonna give me a price for it, that one. I'm just waiting on it, but they did come out and measure Monday this week. Okay, the project. Did you all see it when we flooded?
I saw a big hole a couple weeks ago.
It was exciting. In December, we began investigating the underground utilities to see what we were going to be, dealing with. And yeah, we uncovered a lot that we didn't expect. How could we? We had no crystal ball or a, see-through the ground type of thing. We did call in a USA ticket, so, did everything right. PG&E came out. There was no PG&E electrical or gas there. There's some AT&T lines that none of us knows what's for. They're so old. They're not for us, so they're just old. We did find irrigation lines, sewer, electrical for the tennis panel, which we've already, fixed anyway. Two water mains that fed and split off to the building, irrigation and pool. So two lines, but then it split. The irrigation lines were just laying there, no conduit, just sitting right kind of on top of the dirt. So those clearly had to get cut. To trench and dig, so it was kind of, we didn't know what else we were going to find. I was hoping for buried treasure, but no such luck. What we did so far is we bypassed all the irrigation to that area because we no longer need it. We're not going to be putting in grass or anything. We replaced the main lines. The originals were schedule 20. We put in 40. Those should last hopefully forever. We relocated the water meter to below grade. We laid an empty electrical pipe so that our irrigation specialist can then go in. They're still stubbed up, so then they can run the wires to connect. We need to get that done to irrigate the property. So that's kind of the next step in where we're at. And now it's all dirt again. There's no more big holes. So the next step is to get our irrigation person in to run all those wires and get the connections going so we can irrigate when springtime hits. What else would you like to know? That's all I have on my list for you. Do you have any questions for me?
So, is your time frame still the same on the project, or did you get significantly?
We were definitely delayed with all the rain. And now because we've uncovered so many utilities that we didn't know were going to be there, we're going to go back to the drawing board and what I think is come up with a better plan than concrete. If we ever have to dig that up, my staff's opinion is that could be quite costly. So there's other options out there. So I did a bunch of research today, come up with some fun and better options than just laying concrete on top of all those utilities.
Got it.
So that's going to take a little bit of time to put together and get all of staff's input and move forward.
So, no, but in regard to the electrical box that we just got fixed, so what does that mean now?
What does that mean? That means we have power right there. So for any events that we have, we used to have a truck that would park there when we'd have hearing tests done. We can plug in there. So there's power now there. It's turned off right now because we've had so much work going on. But there is an outlet there.
Where the box is at?
Correct.
Does that go any further than the box?
Nope, right there.
Did it ever go any further than the box?
Well, way back when we first, when it was the athletic club, there was lights out there that are no longer there.
So if we were to take this to the next level, we'd have to then rewire from the box for our...
Correct.
Got it, okay. We still hold it.
Yep, no, you get it, totally.
Yep.
Yeah, but at least we've got that hub back there. It was leaning against the building. It was a hazard. It had to get, had to get done. So
sure.
We did accomplish that.
Good.
Super good. You know, is there any public on the line, by chance?
There's not.
Well, normally we'd open public comments about all these items, but no one's online and no one's in the room, so we'll move forward.
All right.
Well, discussion. The chair and vice chair.
Mm-hmm. I would make a recommendation that you retain chair for the first year.
Sure, and then you can take the next year. Do we have to make a motion on that, mm-hmm. or? So you motion?
I would motion that you are chair for the first year. I will take chair for the second year.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Any opposed? Public comments?
All right. Wonderful. Great. And we have our future discussion items. Are there any others?
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bill, we got a lot to talk about. No, good update. I think that's very helpful. Hopefully you understand what's going on. And if there's nothing else, then I guess we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:01.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.